Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, do you?
No.
So yesterday, I went for a bike ride in the morning, and I rode over to Bear Creek Lake. And while I was riding my bike on this little dirt trail, something made me stop and get off my bike. And there in front of me was a rainbow. How many saw a rainbow yesterday? Yeah, it was amazing. It was faint for a little while, but there it was. It's like the sky just opened up just enough to let out some light. There was a rainbow, and then the sky closed back up. But it made me stop and look and be reminded of this Noah story that we have today, that God was looking at that rainbow and was being reminded of the promise that God made with all of God's living creatures. And somehow that made a difference to me as I looked up at that rainbow, knowing that God was looking at the same rainbow and lovingly promising that life is what God will bring. There are things that we see and witness in the sky that make us stop and go, oh my. And something happens when we see that. And I'd like to do something this morning that I did with the Thursday morning Bible study and ask, do you have a memory of a particular time where you looked up into the sky and you witnessed something that made you just stop and go, oh boy. And just made you go, the word is ineffable. I learned that word. I had to say it. So there I've done it. Ineffable. Which basically, my understanding of that word is there aren't words to describe it. It's ineffable. So, think of a time, just take a short moment, think of a time where you looked up in the sky and you had this ineffable experience where there weren't words, but it struck you and amazed you and you found yourself standing there in awe. Okay? Be thinking about that. And I'm going to actually ask you to speak out loud. I know some of you are laughing, you're going, yeah, right. But really, who is willing to share that experience that you were just thinking about and just share briefly what that was? Excuse me. The Northern Lights in North Dakota. I've heard that that's a pretty cool thing. And it makes you stop. Oh, yes. Makes you stop. Thank you, Mike. That's on my bucket list. Not to go to North Dakota again, because as a South Dakota person, that's really hard for me. But to see these Northern Lights, because everybody I talk to says the same thing. It's amazing. Thank you. Others? Jackie, you had something. In Minnesota. I'm sure they're better in Minnesota than North Dakota, yeah. Same Northern Lights, but yeah. Last night, I had somebody come out after worship and just kind of quietly said, I've seen the Southern Lights from New Zealand. She said, but I didn't want to brag. But something else. Anybody? Please. The sun setting over the ocean in Hawaii. Yeah. Excellent. I'm a sunrise person, but there's something about over the ocean, isn't there? Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, please, Barb. A full orange moon rising. Yes. We've had some of those lately, haven't we? They're very special. Very special. Yes. All of Colorado sunsets. We're pretty lucky around here, aren't we? The only thing missing is that northern lights. But yes, I agree with you. The sunrises are pretty cool too. So, anybody else? Shooting star. Whoa, yes. I like that too. It does make you stop and go, oh, right? Excellent. Linda? A red sun. Yes? Where were you? Driving to work. You saw this red sun. It makes you just, and you still remember that. Excellent. Thank you. Please? Yes, Mel?
Space station.
Space station. Yes. Now, we'll say that was man-made, but it is something to see that makes you stop and go, oh boy, right? Thank you. Anything else? Rich? The Hale-Bopp Comet? Wow. So you were in Wyoming and you saw that comet. That's cool. That's really cool. Others? Sitting in Red Rock, seeing Sputnik go across the sky. Victor Borg was speaking, had them turn the lights off so you could witness things go across the sky. Victor Borg, you've been around. That's pretty cool. Yeah, okay. That's so cool, though. Yes, please. The solar eclipse, yes. Bob was sharing an experience with us on Thursday and then yesterday. Would you like to share your experience of the solar eclipse that you had recently? Yes, a similar experience. Yeah, here in Colorado, in Nevada. It got dark. It's something, isn't it? That's really something. I'm married to somebody who likes to plan. She knows when the next full one is. And as she says, as soon as it's possible, we are making reservations for Niagara Falls. That's where the full effect will be. I think it's in 2020. Just ask her. but want to witness this. Want to witness this. Was there somebody else? Yes, please. Clear night up on the mountaintop with the millions and of stars. Yes. We had somebody last night describe that a place in Minnesota and out in the country and seen similar type of experience. And she described there wasn't space between them. There's so many. So thank you. It's something special. Yes, please, Wayne. That's good news. That's good news. Thank you. That's quite an experience. So now what I'm going to invite you to do, okay? What I'd like you to do, if you feel comfortable, close your eyes and think about that moment that you've been pondering that came to mind when I first asked this question, or maybe there's another one. Close your eyes and just be in that place for a moment. For a moment, pay attention to that. Now, if you want, you can open your eyes. You don't have to. You could stay there if you want. And I want to share what I saw. Not only when you were just reflecting on that, but also when you were sharing your stories. There was a similar expression on people's faces, and their body changed when they shared these experiences. The body just kind of went like this, of the awe and the splendor that you were witnessing. And I'd like to suggest that without even knowing it, without even thinking about it, our bodies have a way of responding and reacting to this witness of God's handiwork. That it's difficult to stop that. It just happens. When you have these experiences, your body goes, oh, and you can remember right where you were. And I want to say that that's an experience of this God that places in the heavens reminders of God's faithfulness and love and splendor and glory. And that some might have asked, why did you choose this Christmas story? Why did you choose that? And I want to say, I'm one who has an imagination, and whenever I hear that story, I picture what it looks like when a host of heavenly hosts show up to announce the birth of our Savior. And I picture throughout the sky, maybe similar to on a mountaintop or in Minnesota with this, you can't count. And it's something that the splendor that's happening, and it's announcing God has shown up. God has shown up. And so I invite you that as you remember these experiences, and as your body remembers these experiences, pay attention to what happens in your body when you think and remember that experience of something in the sky that made you stop. And go, wow. And be mindful as we move throughout this time that when those experiences come, because they will come again, that we'll stop and be reminded that the stars and the moon and the sun are proclaiming the glory of our God, and our bodies are joining in. And this is good. So very, very good. It's the way we are created, friends. May we be that fully and join in that glory. Some open space time is now available with the Book of Thanks, and you can